You do the introduction this week. I was hoping something else.
I was kind of going for the soda that we're lacking.
Yes.
Beverages. But anyway, hi, it's a podcast.
Which podcast?
I don't know. This is 25.
25.
All right, awesome.
And you are?
Dying. Ben. Close. I'm Ben.
And I'm Joey. Okay, cool. Look, we got an introduction and we set our names at the start. Go.
Hey, awesome. Look at that. We're on top of things today.
Yeah, we are. God, we need more people.
We do.
But that's okay. We're here.
Yes.
With us. And
this is to add to my already 12-hour day that I've worked.
And it hasn't been that long since I've seen you this time, because it's only Tuesday again.
Right.
But I don't...
I mean, it's whatever day this podcast came out on.
More specifically, whatever day you happen to be listening to it.
There you go.
Ah.
So, for all they know, we could be going back to back.
Yeah. In fact, we're time travelers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, so my sister's leaving for college Thursday. I'm super excited.
I know you are.
Yeah, and so, thus, we will not be able to record podcast on Thursday. But, instead, we will record it on today.
Yay. So, here we are.
Yes, with our short abridged topic list yet again.
Again.
Although last week I had ample time to make a topic list and I still didn't.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Asshole.
Hey, have you ever made a topic list?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
once.
Podcast 9.
Yeah. All right. My point exactly. You did. I remember. You actually made a very nice topic list.
Thank you.
It was all nice, handwritten, folded up, all fancy.
Thank you.
Into like nines or something.
Well, I mean, I don't know how to use like Google Drive and transfer shit, so yeah. I'm very technology illiterate and very bad
tried.
At gaming.
You tried. That's the important part. You tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I had legitimate topics.
You did. They were good. I don't remember what they were, but I remember them being pretty good.
I forget. Fuck it.
Well,
but I know they were good.
That was fucking 16 podcasts ago now.
Look at that.
Wow, that's 4 fucking months.
Yeah.
We are one podcast away from 6 months.
You know, I really didn't realize how long this has been.
I know.
It feels like we just started yesterday.
I know.
And we're almost already halfway through a year.
Yeah, and we have our own podcast stands and microphones and pop filters.
Professional as
we
shit.
We have AC.
We have like AC, yeah.
That's the real professionalism here this week. We have AC again. Fucking finally. I just hope it stays
working, yeah. The gym also got AC fixed today.
Awesome.
We'll find out if it works tomorrow.
Let's see. Can we go 3 days in a row? Is that possible?
Probably not.
Yeah, so I found this game on Reddit. Somebody linked to
Did
it.
Did you know?
I haven't actually played it, and it didn't look that interesting to me, but the game Kingdom of Loathing requires you to pass a grammar test in order to use the in-game chat.
I kind of like this.
That's a brilliant idea. That's fucking amazing.
I mean, because I get text messages from people.
I get text messages from adults.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Adults, like full-grown adults who have children.
Who I would consider to be educated people.
Right, and their children have better grammar than they do. Yeah. And I'm just like, why do I deal with you again?
Yeah, do you know English? Is that your language? Do you speak it?
No, they don't.
Evidently not. Somehow not.
Like, I understand if English is not your first language.
That's cool. That's fine. That's, I get, but there's some people who, like, only speak English, and they can't even get that right. It's like, wow. All right. Because I know people who do know two languages, like Melissa. You know Melissa.
Right, yeah.
Spanish is her first language. Also knows English.
Very fluently.
Very good English grammar. She knows how to talk.
Yes.
Apparently better than I do right now, but that's okay.
Very good. Gamer, yes.
I had to think for a minute.
Sorry.
It's been a long day.
I just turned my brain off during the day.
Yeah, yesterday, God, I was so fucking tired. Yesterday, I actually left work like 4 hours early, 5 hours early.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was like, I just need to go home and take a nap. Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
No, it's just like, yeah, I'm feeling tired. I'm going home.
Just kick everyone out and be like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, in fact, we actually had a meeting where we showcased that app I'm working on.
Yeah.
And they were thrilled. Both of the owner guys from the company talked to my other boss today who wasn't part of the meeting and like pulled him aside and said, that app looks really good.
I'm very excited. That Joey Paris needs a raise.
Yes. That's exactly what they said. Excellent. And then they granted it to me and I now make $70 an hour. I just made that up. That would be awesome if they wanted to.
I was about
to
say, that'd be great, dude.
But no, that's totally made up. Yeah, but that was super exciting. They were happy. I'm happy.
So I'm finally starting to catch up on all the E3 announcements.
Oh, well, that's good.
Being that nothing exciting.
No. There was a couple games we left out on the PS4 launch last week.
Did we?
And I have already forgotten them.
Ta-da!
Oh, wait, did I? No, I didn't put them on last week's topic list. I almost did, but I forgot.
So, you could look that up, and while you're looking that up, I have things from the rumor mill.
Okay, go for the rumor mill.
So, you know how Mega Man's in the new Super Smash Bros. Game?
I am aware.
Apparently, there is a rumor floating around that Nintendo is poised to buy Capcom.
Okay, I remember you telling me that on Facebook today.
Yes, that was last night. And
was that really last night?
It was really last night. It shows how much you sleep. But
yeah, I don't.
You're right. But apparently, this is just a rumor, though, that Nintendo is going to buy Crapcom, which will be lovingly referred to as Crapcom until they finally go out of business and die.
Why? Do you not like Capcom?
No, I hate Crapcom.
Why do you hate Capcom?
Let me tell you why I hate Crapcom, because of what they did to Mega Man, which is the game that it was the first video game I ever played. It was Mega Man 2.
Ben does get very angry about Mega Man.
I am
just like to let everybody know.
Well, because the way they handled the whole situation when the creator left, it was just very dickish.
You want to explain that to those of us who don't know?
Which might be me. I explained it to you in a couple, like one of the first podcasts when they first started, when the...
Ben, we just established that was 6 months ago. I don't remember what I had for breakfast. That's a lie. I had McDonald's. It was disgusting. I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Did you notice that? Well, we'll get onto that tangent in a little bit. But what happened was the creator of Mega Man decided that after 20 plus probably years in the company that he wanted to go and start his own venture with Capcom's blessing. Right. Capcom basically told him to go fuck himself. And he's like, all right, well, can I at least buy the rights to
Mega
Man?
Did we talk about Marty O'Donnell suing Bungie? I don't think we did.
Well,
we talked about them leaving and having that tweet thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think we talked about Marty O'Donnell is now suing Bungie.
All right, cool. We'll get into that in a second.
Okay, sorry.
So let me finish this. So basically he's like, well, let me buy the rights off you. And they're like, no, go fuck yourself. So he created his own Mega Man with blackjack and hookers, basically, and it's still in development. But
wait, hold on. What's the new Mega Man called again?
Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 9. I keep hearing about it.
Which I have already pre-ordered.
How much is it?
I paid 60, but I got a whole bunch of bonus shit to go with it.
Okay, and because it was a Kickstarter, right?
Right.
Okay.
But like the game itself is only $20 on the Kickstarter.
But you got what extra stuff did you get? Do you know?
I got a exclusive Kickstarter backer armor for his name is Beck. And his partner is Call, like Beck and Call. Get it? It's pretty neat. It's clever.
Got it.
Anyway, but I got a custom gold skin, a custom armor enhancement, and a couple other cool things.
Gotcha. Do you feel like that's pay to win? Are those tools going to help you win the game?
No.
It's all aesthetic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then cool. Okay, I just was double checking.
Yeah, I mean, if the item they give me does help me in the game, I won't use it until after I've already beaten the game just with my sexy ass gold skin.
Gotcha.
But no, like other than that, like I just paid for, I think I get like a t-shirt and some other shit in the
That's
mail
exciting.
Too.
But I like t-shirts.
Whatever.
Although I don't really like wearing like graphical t-shirts all that much, except my People Like Grape shirt. I love that shirt. Good shirt.
I like wearing all of my video game and or band related shirts because that's pretty much all I have left. Like I grew out of most of my Express shirts, so I just ripped the sleeves off and use them at the gym.
I'm going shopping this week and I'm taking.
I thought you were supposed to go last weekend.
Yeah, I couldn't because it was one of their nephew's birthday. But
all right.
No, I'm going this weekend. Hopefully, if all goes as planned, and I'm bringing two girls with me because I figure can pick out clothes way better than I can.
Because bitches.
No, yeah, it makes
sense.
Very
nice girls.
It's a brilliant idea.
Right.
Smart thoughts.
We actually went over that in the car on the way.
Yeah, we did. To Ryan's house. We went back to Ryan's house again and played more Super Smash Brothers.
I won a match.
Ben won like two, maybe three matches.
I won four. I kept count.
Did he four matches? I was impressed.
I was blown the fuck away.
Ben like put up like an actual fight. It wasn't like he won by technicality. He actually
mashed all the buttons in the correct patterns.
Yeah. Oh god.
But I can't.
I'm so close to buying a fucking Wii.
Super Smash Brothers bringing that back into. The thing about Nintendo buying Capcom is like there was a list of like fan demands that are probably never, ever, ever going to happen. But they wanted the rights to Mega Man to be given or sold back to the creator of Mega Man, whose name I cannot pronounce. That's why I'm skipping over
it. Can you try? Just try.
The last name, Inafune? I'm going to try that one.
Okay.
It's like Inafune. Did it come up right?
It's Kaiji Inafune, I've decided.
Sure. All right. But yeah, him. Awesome. My idol. The man who created the game of my dreams.
Yeah, I was hoping that Wikipedia had like a pronouncing thing. Where you
they don't. I know. I looked for it, and they don't. And they say it in Japanese, but they say it so damn fast that I can't catch it.
Gotcha. Yeah, that doesn't help us any.
It does not at all. But, I mean...
I want to learn a language.
From
that's
like
not English.
All the interviews and stuff, he's a really nice dude, and Capcom's just a bunch of fucking assholes. So, I hope that Nintendo buys them out, and even if they don't sell the rights back to him, name I can't pronounce. I'm not even gonna try to butcher it because that's just disrespectful. But
people fuck up my name all the time.
Yeah, well, Joey Paris, how do you fuck that up?
I'm lying.
Okay.
Well, they do fuck up the spelling, and they often think that my name is Harris.
Joey Harris.
In fact, I this might be like a rumor story or like a joke story, but allegedly when I was born, I was swapped with another family whose last name was Harris, but they were black. So when they when they brought me into the other room, they're like, "Oh, we have the wrong baby. Let's turn around." Allegedly that happened. I don't know if that actually happened, but
right. But what the fan demands were is that they give the rights back to him, and I was like, even if they don't, it's still in better hands with Nintendo, than it is in Capcom, because Capcom's already canceled like 3 Mega Man games. Like they're like, "Oh, we're making this, and we need fan interaction." Hundreds of thousands of fans pour in, and they're like, "Nope, there's not enough not enough fan support."
If
Inafune
doesn't
I'm pretty sure there's an A at the end. But
Inafune. Okay, Inafune doesn't have rights to Mega Man. How is he making Mighty No. 9?
Because it's not Mega Man.
Oh, it's not Mega Man.
No, it's the next Mega Man. It's a new IP.
Oh.
But it's basically the same fucking thing. Pretty much
Mega Man. It's just not Mega Man. So it's not Mega Man Mighty No. 9. It's just
Mighty
No.
9, yes.
Okay, did not realize that. Now I understand.
And I have my own Mighty number for backing them on Kickstarter. I'm like Mighty number 1,584 or something.
Not going
to lie.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you get that on a shirt?
No, it's my official title on the Mighty No. 9 website.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is pretty neat. I mean, on the forums, I'm Mighty Number something. Oh, that's pretty fucking cool.
That is pretty cool. You should get it on a shirt.
You're not a Mighty Number.
I am not a Mighty Number. I'm not a huge Mega Man fan.
Ah, well.
I never really played Mega Man, so it doesn't have that same place in my heart as it does.
It's like Mario. Or
I've played it before. Yeah. I just never like played it, you know.
It's like Metroid, but with a dude as a main character.
Debatably, the original Metroid was like kind of a dude. Everybody thought it was a dude.
Until the very end.
If I want to say you had to get 100% completion to find out she was a female.
Right.
So yeah, in that case.
I love games like that. I love 100% completion games when the
God, I hate
ending
so
is extended.
Much.
It's so
as somebody
awesome.
With mild cases of OCD, fucking hate it.
Well, like, I like completing a game. I like making sure that I get everything.
I do, too, but it, like, takes over my life, and it's awful. Although, really, I've gotten better, and I stopped doing that. I just say, fuck it.
See, I'm not very OCD about it. Like, I was playing the new Vita release of Final Fantasy X, and, like, it's just, like, the first playthrough, I'm like, I'm not 100% concerned with getting everything.
Yeah, see, I kind of had that problem with Skyrim, is, like, if I went in a dungeon, I had to check every corner for every chest and every dead body for everything, and it was just awful and terrible.
Well, that was something I did when I was playing. Well, that's still something I do. Like, I make sure I explore the map 100%, but, like, if I miss something, I don't really
care. No, I was getting bad. No, Metroid Prime, I got really bad at trying to scan everything.
Well, Metroid is your favorite game series.
It is, but still. At the time, it was... I mean, maybe it was. I don't really remember, but this was, like, the first time I played. Because in Metroid Prime series, you have to scan things. And you add them to your, like, database.
Yeah.
And you don't get anything for scanning. Sometimes if they're, like, bosses, you can scan where you need to shoot them.
Yeah.
But for the most part, when you scan stuff, you don't gain anything, except you get the better ending if you get 100% at the end.
Oh.
If you scan everything. And you can scan everything.
One of the most frustrating things as, like, a completionist, they use that term loosely because I'm not really a completionist at heart, but, and I think it was Final Fantasy 12. You weren't allowed to get 3 chests in order to get the best weapon in the game. And it was like 3 specific chests that you were not allowed to open or else you would not get the best weapon.
So you
in the
had
game
to like
end.
Pass by them.
Yes. And let me tell you how much I wanted to fucking die walking past them.
You wanted to open the chest, but you knew you couldn't.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. I like that idea actually.
I do too. But no, I don't. I fucking hate that idea. I'd rather get 100% on a game than have to skip things.
Gotcha.
But I do kind of like, I'm fucking blanking on the words, but it's like where it has to happen at a certain time or else it can't happen ever again.
Oh, those are the words. Especially, I didn't mind them so much until achievements became a thing.
Yeah.
Now with achievements, if you have to like play through an entire game again to get an achievement, like in Assassin's Creed, I think 2, that's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
There was one level where you had to fly a like airplane thing, but it was made by Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah.
And one of the achievements was to like kick and kill somebody while you're using the plane. Well, that's the only level you can use that. So if you don't use it, you can't go back to that level and play again. You have to go back, start the whole game over, get to that stage, and then you can get the achievement.
I mean, but this would be, like, the one that I was planning for a game that I'm writing. That'll probably never ever happen, which gotcha, will happen gotcha. In like 10 fucking years. But
prospective future. That sounds soon.
Nah, not really.
For game, for developing a game?
Start development in 10 years.
Oh, okay. You're going to start development in 10 years. Gotcha.
After I fully flesh out the story and we have the resources.
Okay, okay.
But like, if you're a completionist and you want to get everything done, there's no way that you can miss it. Because it's like a special mission. You can only get your first run through of the city. And once you leave the city, you can't get that quest again if gotcha. You come back, kind of thing.
Okay.
But, I mean, those are the things I'm into. So.
Gotcha. Well.
Not yeah. like, you know, this is the one level where you can only do this and you have to do it or you don't get it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what it was in Assassin's Creed 2 or whatever.
Yeah. Those things piss me off.
Yeah. Speaking of Ubisoft.
That's kind of like not opening 3 fucking chests.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of is, sort of.
And you know what? The fucking best weapon in the game is a fucking spear. Who the fuck uses a spear?
I don't.
No one.
Ooh,
big swords. That's what people use, damn it.
I don't know what you would call it. Arching?
I don't know.
Shooting bow and arrows this weekend. It was super fun.
Yeah.
And you should come with me next time.
I totally fucking should.
It's only like $15 for an hour.
I'm down.
Yeah. It was awesome and fun and cool and exciting. And I also went shooting. Not as fun.
Not as fun?
No.
Not as rewarding physically.
No, it wasn't as rewarding. It was like, all right, here, jam the bullets in the clip, put it in it, shoot at the target down the field. Congratulations.
You hit a target.
Yeah, it was like loud, and it was a real pain in the ass getting the bullets in.
Yeah.
And it was like $60, and I got almost 3 clips. I didn't even get 3 full clips.
Yeah, loading clips is not fun.
It's like, yeah, that wasn't really all it's cracked
up. And it's expensive.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It was $60, and like I barely got to do anything. I mean, yeah. Even if I had a gun, it only would have saved me like $15. It still would have been like 45. Yeah, $45.
See, and in the zombie apocalypse, using a bow and arrow is more convenient and...
Right.
What's the word I'm looking for? Practical. Practical. Because you get to reuse your ammo.
Right. More...
can't reuse efficient. Bullets.
No, you can't. I mean, of course, in a zombie apocalypse, I'm probably going to use both, but...
Right.
Bow and arrow, I would definitely look for bow and arrow.
Yes. Or crossbow.
Or crossbow. Although, that's still also not as rewarding, because there's two types of bows for those people who know bow and arrows, or archery. There's a recurve bow, mm-hmm. and there's a compound bow. And a recurve bow is kind of like what you typically think of when you think of a bow. You know, it's like a curved piece of wood and a string, pretty much.
Yes.
Whereas compound bows have like a scope.
And pulleys.
And pulleys, and you like hook onto it, and then you pull it back, and then you let go of the hook, and that's how you shoot. It was not as fun. It was much more... I sure as hell got a bullseye a lot more when I used yeah. that gun, but it wasn't as like fun, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds like it takes like the fun of aiming out.
Yeah, it was like
drawing it back.
Kind of took back the whole archery thing. I could almost understand like if you're hunting or something, you would want to make sure every hit you got was like a solid hit, so you didn't like partially kill the animal, because then you feel like shit.
Right.
But as for like doing it as a sport, I am much more for the recurve bow, because it seemed much more classic and how you're supposed to do things.
Now, fun fact, Stephen Amell, the guy who plays Arrow on Green Arrow, mm-hmm. also prefers a recurve bow, I believe, to a compound bow.
I would believe that. Part of the show,
and he's also really good at.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, he probably practiced a lot for the...
In the show, in the second season, he uses a compound bow because his first one gets broken at the end of...
Spoiler, Ben.
Actually, it doesn't get broken, I don't think.
It got stolen or... No, it got broken. Something happened. No, somebody broke it.
Well, I mean, if you haven't even seen the end of season 2, which was like 2 months ago... then you're probably never going to watch the first season of the show anyway.
Nonsense. I just watched Prison Break not that long ago, and that show's been off the air for like 6 years.
Yeah, well, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
All right, whatever. Anyway, I already said it.
It actually isn't that big of a story. Basically, I'm going to ruin it for you. His bow broke, and he's like, don't worry. I got another one. That was it.
Oh, that's right. He did have a second.
Right, his compound bow.
No, he didn't get the compound bow until the second one. He had his own bow, and then he had...
It was totally a compound bow.
Did he really?
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure.
We're going to have to go back
whatever
and watch
it was,
this.
It wasn't that important to the story.
Basically, right, he just pulled out a new fucking bow.
His bow broke, and everyone was like, what are you going to do without your bow? Oh, don't worry, I got another one. It was like, all right.
Oh, cool.
Well, all right, glad we handled that story arc. Yeah, anyway, back to wherever we were going with that.
You shooting bow and arrow, and that I should totally go with you.
You should, because it was cheap, it was fun, they were super nice there. And apparently one of the owners of the shop is my grandma's cousin.
Hey.
Just
coincidentally. That always works.
So yeah, that was that. Totally going to do that. And I've decided if I keep going back, I'm probably going to buy a bow.
A recurve bow?
Yeah.
I want one too. I feel like compounds are cheating.
Yeah, it was... I mean, don't get me wrong, it was fun, but it was...
too easy.
Too easy. Exactly. Yeah. I didn't feel like I was as talented doing it. Not that I was doing good with the recurve bow. I was doing all right, but anyway.
But see, there's room for improvement with the recurve, whereas a compound is just aim and shoot.
Right, yeah, and the recurve, at least kind of what I got from it, is it's all about lining up the scope properly for you as a person, and after that, it's pretty easy. I mean, I was getting pretty close to the bullseye most of the time, and this guy, I rented this, they didn't line up the scope for me or anything. They just said, here, try it out, and...
Try this out.
And I was still doing pretty good. So it wasn't...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm definitely going for the recurve bow. Yeah. So,
did you get this for me?
What? What is it? Oh, yes. That's yours.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Apple juice. Take a sip. Because apple juice is the best. I don't know if it's the best. The problem I have with apple juice is if you drink a lot of it, and when I drink things, I drink a lot of whatever it is.
You pee a lot.
No. You diarrhea like a motherfucker. It's bad.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Well, apparently you haven't drank as much apple juice as I have. I've drank an entire... I don't know. I don't think they're gallons. Whatever.
The really big ones?
No, not the really big ones, but the nice size ones.
I know the big ones are gallons.
Yeah, the big ones are gallons. Actually, those might be more than a gallon.
I don't know. Fuck it.
Anyway, the smaller big apple juice, I'm sure most people know exactly what I'm talking about. I've drank an entire one of those before, and yeah, you just kind of slowly piss out of your asshole.
As Nick will so gladly Snapchat you.
Yes, yes, he would. God, those are so fucking gross.
I don't even open his anymore. I just let him fucking sit there until he time out.
I'll just like tap it real quick and...
Yeah, or double tap it so it
exactly.
Skips over. I'm just like, no, man, I didn't get any of your Snapchats. It says you opened it. I don't know, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Must have opened in my pocket or something.
Yeah, sometimes... this is actually a true statement. I have a really bad habit of opening shit while I'm like mostly asleep. Yeah. And then I'll just forget about it and not reply for like 3 days. I'm like, oh... My bad.
Yeah. That happens a lot with me, too.
Or Snapchat's the one the worst at replying to. Like, text messages, for the most part, I reply all the time.
Well, because they're constantly there.
But Snapchat's gone. I do it, and then I forget about it, and then I have no way of remembering what the Snapchat was. I was like, oh, fuck it.
I'm the same way, kind of. Unless it's, like, you or one of, like, the three other
people. Well, it really, honestly, just depends how busy I am when I'm reading it. If I'm doing something, then I can't snap back. You know, if I'm working and I'm in a meeting and I accidentally open it, it's not like I'm going to stop the meeting and be like, hold on, I have to send a Snapchat.
Be like, hey, guys, jump in on this selfie. Work meeting, click.
Although one time we were doing a Google Hangout meeting.
Uh-huh.
You know, as a tech company, we do things like that with people remotely, and you can add faces that like track your face, so you got like a mustache and a hat. So at one point during the meeting, that's like, everybody's just like putting hats on, and it was awesome.
That's a fun fucking meeting.
It was a good meeting. It was actually really practical too. Like, we got a lot done.
Yeah, and then at one point somebody,
it might have just been me, just like randomly put a mustache on, and I was like just continuing the thing, and then other people started jumping on doing the same thing. That's great.
Fucking cool. Oh, yesterday was our today was mustache day.
Mustache day?
Yeah.
What the fuck is mustache day?
I've decided that every day is going to be themed for the next week.
Is every day a different form of facial hair?
No. It was just mustache.
Today is mustache day.
It was mustache in honor of Ben Day.
Oh. Why in honor of Ben Day?
Because I have a sick fucking mustache.
Oh. Never mind. Oh, God, I have the worst indigestion. I had lunch twice today.
You had lunch?
Lunch twice today. And breakfast. I never eat that much.
Yeah, you don't.
It's all the working out I've been doing. I've got to fill up those calories. I had somebody else ask if I was working out today. So satisfying.
Joe, are you working out?
Yeah, it was kind of like good. That. Yeah. Except he was a dude.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Nah, he didn't actually do it like that. Oh. He was much more manly about it.
You look good, man. You look like you've been working out.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was, hey, you've been working out? You've been lifting? He's like, yeah. So yeah, go me. Things are going great. See, I'm turning my life around.
Fun story for after the podcast.
No, I'll go for it right now.
No, I don't want to have to cut.
Okay,
that's fine. I will remember because this was awesome.
Because we have not actually made a cut yet in the podcast. So.
Good.
I could be lying.
Whatever. Fuck it. You'll never know.
The podcast will never know.
Yeah,
it's great because I'm for the most part pretty good at cutting. So a lot of the time you have no idea. And I've noticed.
Can we clarify?
What?
Cutting the podcast.
As opposed to cutting
yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, I'm good at cutting. I'm like,
God, no. Yeah. Good at cutting the podcast.
And we don't support
I've
that.
I've actually gotten better now at, while I'm recording the podcast, if something happens that I know we're going to have to cut later, I'll pause mid-sentence, wait like 30 seconds or however long it takes, and perfectly continue the sentence from where we were before. So I can just cut, bam, together, flowing sentence.
Houdini that shit.
Yeah. With like minimal actual Houdini-ing. I like Houdini'd in person.
Ah. So you Houdini'd awesome. Before you had to Houdini.
To so Houdini you, the Houdini.
You Houdini-ceptioned. Yeah.
Yes, exactly what I did. And I'm finally catching up with Doctor Who Season 7 because it's on Netflix now.
About fucking time, now that Season 8's about to start.
Yeah, good. I'll be ready just in time for Season 8.
Well, it's still got 2 more months, so you got time.
Yeah, I got plenty of time. I'll probably finish it by the end of the week because it's only Tuesday.
And Joey binge-watches.
I binge-watch everything. That's all I do.
Me too.
And the new companion is so adorably cute. I just want to put that out there.
Clara.
Yeah, Clara, adorably cute. Just saying.
I'll give you my number. She is pretty cool.
Yeah. Definitely my favorite companion so far.
So far, yes.
And the cutest. Yeah, so that's that.
She's just like your type.
She's exactly my type.
It's like every girl that you think is cute looks the exact same.
Hey, that is not true.
They have the same features.
A lot of the time they do. A lot of the time. Not all the time. A lot of the time.
So if you want to know what Joey's type is,
short,
look at,
apparently. Yeah. But I like tall girls. All my girlfriends have been short.
But they all have like the same characteristics, like brown hair, brown
Not
eyes.
True. Why I had a girlfriend in middle school who was blonde.
Once.
Doesn't matter. Once. Still happened.
Question is, would you date her again?
Yeah, of course I would.
Do you find her as attractive as you did back then?
That's not fair. You know the answer to that question.
I do know the fucking answer to this question.
That was a loaded question is what that was.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
It has nothing to do with her hair. It actually has to do with her teeth.
What if she listens? She's going to be so self-conscious.
How is she going to know it's her?
That's a good question.
Exactly. She doesn't know how many blonde girls I dated.
Well, I said once.
In middle school.
Ah.
I'm going to pretend that made sense and that you couldn't deductively figure out who that was. God, I have terrible indigestion. This is awful.
You know, I haven't been feeling so hot all week either, but I think it's just because I'm not well rested.
Yeah, yesterday I felt like shit, definitely because I didn't have enough sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just, I even got a good 5 or 6 hours, but I just.
Good 5 or 6. Oh my God, you poor soul.
I don't know. Last night I got a much better, like 8 hours. I took some NyQuil. I was like, I'm going to go to sleep early and sleep all the way up until work.
See, I love my sleep so much that I try to get like 10 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, they say you're not supposed to get over 8. They somewhere on Reddit had a paper that was peer reviewed, allegedly, that I didn't check the peers on, that said over 8 hours of sleep is bad for your memory.
Yeah, it explains a lot because I don't remember shit either.
They say the target's between 7 and 8 hours. And also mathematically, you sleep in 90-minute sleep cycles.
So 7.5 hours is
right.
The magic.
And you're best waking up at the end of that 90-minute cycle. So if you're going to take a nap, you should take a 90-minute, 180-minute, so on and so forth.
So an hour and a half, 3 hour, 4.5 hour, 6 hour, or 7.5 hours.
Correct. Those are the optimal sleep times to feel the most well-rested. And of course, 7.5 hours being the prime target. So yeah, there we go. Educating the audience again with our informative.
Look at us. We educate them at least once every 4 podcasts.
At least, yeah. That's good. I'm still most proud of the Hot Pocket one, even though I've never actually eaten a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, I still have yet to buy Hot Pockets after that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never bought a Hot Pocket. I eat a lot of chicken nuggets. Like,
I just...
Those microwave dinosaur nuggets from Tyson?
Those are fucking good.
Best. I swear, the dinosaur shapes, I don't know what's about them. They make something about the dinosaur shape. It cooks better and it tastes better as a dinosaur.
That's true.
I stand by that statement.
I remember that you and me pretty much lived off that shit for like a year.
Yeah, we did. And I still live off that shit.
And then we did pretzels and peanut butter. That was good.
Yeah, I forgot about the pretzels and peanut butter thing. That was good.
That was like a midnight snack.
Yeah. You remember one time it was actually, I think, Easter Eve.
Probably.
And
oh, is that when we went downstairs and opened all the cupboards?
Me, Ben, and Ken P went down in the middle of the night and just opened all of the cabinets. And back, it
and
was
then
back
put
when
your
I
year-round tree down there.
Yeah, we did. It was back when we lived in the old house, and it was much bigger than this house. So we had a lot of cabinets to open.
Yeah.
And so you just opened that kitchen, and they were just fucking everywhere. It was pretty awesome. And then my mom woke up and closed them all. It was funny. And then we were like, "Happy Easter, Mom! Here's a Christmas tree."
Yep.
But I actually have a year-round tree, which is just a Christmas tree that I put up about 6.5 years ago.
And have never taken down.
I'm probably going to take it down soon.
Oh, no.
I don't know. We'll
see. The legacy will be
over. But
at
this point, like, I don't want to take it down because it's been up for years. I mean, it's been in 2 different houses without coming down. I feel like I have to keep it up. But we'll see.
We'll find somewhere to put it to keep it up. Like Viagra.
The Christmas tree of Viagra. And needless to say, it's a
fake tree. What if they sponsored your tree?
Yeah, what if that became our mascot at like the new office? We just put it in the middle and we're like, here.
The tree.
The tree. The sacred year-round tree.
Yeah, the Christmas tree. It's a year-round tree.
It's not a Christmas tree. It also has a Mardi Gras bell in it. Because it was
that's right.
It was the Christmas, I guess, when did we go to Mardi Gras? It would have been after. It would have been
February. Right after Christmas. It was February, yeah.
Yeah, so the February of whatever year was the first year we went to Mardi Gras is the year the Christmas tree's been up since.
MySpace days.
Yeah, MySpace days for sure. Yeah, wow, MySpace days.
So 2007, 2008 maybe?
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, 2007, 2008. You know, it was somebody posted on Reddit the other day. It was a picture of Tom from MySpace.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're about at the time where nobody is going to know what this picture means anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. That's creepy.
It's like, kids nowadays don't know who this is. And I'm like, I feel old.
It goes back to that the Minecraft thing we were talking about, how there's kids now who have played Minecraft their entire video game life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just said, yeah, I'm going to slap myself in the face. I've been saying it all day.
You have. That's okay.
If I sound raspy. I've been yelling a lot for the last 2 weeks.
That's okay. Yeah, man, when I was editing last week's podcast, you just, like, the first, like, 15 minutes of that podcast, you just sounded dead. Like your soul had been defeated and...
I was crushed.
Yeah.
I was emotionally and spiritually and mentally crushed.
But luckily, you livened up as the...
Yeah. I tried to come in this week knowing that I sounded like shit last week at the start, so trying to keep it up.
So you ramped up. You were ready to go. Yeah. But oh my god, this indigestion is killing me. I just feel like I have to throw up like a little bit.
I don't feel like I have to throw up. I feel like I just need to like pull a cock out of my throat or something because I...
Pull a cock out of your throat.
I don't know. I sound like shit. And the worst part is I get to go yell for 6 more hours tomorrow. Actually, no, I get to yell for 13 hours.
Oh, it's
hours
only
tomorrow.
Tuesday. What? Yeah. I thought it was Thursday because we normally record the podcast on Thursday. I was like, you only have one more day this week.
Nope.
I lied. You have 3.
Yep.
That's all right. Yeah, so that's pretty much how my week's been going. I don't know why I said that we weren't talking about how my week's been going.
No, but if we want to talk about kids and playing Minecraft all their life.
Yeah. And that leads us. I even set that up for the smooth segue.
I know,
totally
you
botched
fucked
that
up.
Microsoft has, or wow,
Bungie, no, not whoa, fuck us, Mojang. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh my god, what the fuck is happening?
All right, so Mojang, however you want to say it, has finally started or claiming that they're going to start enforcing their EULA or EULA, however the fuck you say
their
it,
end user licensing agreement.
That is correct about. Paying for things on servers, and they're saying you cannot do that anymore, which a lot of the major servers, that's kind of what they rely on. Well, I don't want to say rely on, but they are doing that as a job, which completely goes against the EULA, and Mojang is kind of right in what they're doing here, but it's pissing off a lot of people.
Well,
but they're right. What's happening is people are like selling things like diamond armor and diamond swords, and you pay real cash money to unlock those in the game, which, again, goes directly against the EULA.
Now, my thing is I know I have read and agreed to the terms of service as the biggest fucking lie that anyone's ever said.
Exactly.
But
everybody,
I mean, you agreed to this. You clicked yes. You clicked okay. You should know that you can't do this.
Exactly.
And so they justifiably have no reason to get pissed off.
No. And I understand some companies out there, whatever you want to call them, are making a living off this, but... this whole time you've been doing it against the thing, and Mojang's nice enough to not have gone after you this far and giving you, I think, until December 1st to do something about it. But after that, they're going to start cracking down and shutting down servers. So,
right. So they don't mind Let's Plays.
No, they don't mind Let's Plays. And they actually, even at first they said no, but they kind of reassessed it and they've updated it now to kind of reflect this new model that people have created.
Uh-huh.
And you can pay for access to a server. That's okay. But you cannot have, like, ranks. You cannot pay for a higher rank than somebody else.
Right.
You can say, everybody's the same rank in the server, and they all paid to get here, but that's it. And you can't unlock additional things or have additional privileges, anything like that.
Yeah, you can't buy items with cash. And
right. And then, right. But, I mean, and they're still being pretty cool and pretty flexible about it, and what they do let you do in terms of money. And advertising's okay. If you want to advertise in your server to help support the cost of the server and even make some money on the side, that's fine. You just cannot sell parts of the game, and that includes mods. You cannot sell mods.
Hmm.
So
I'm not torn. I actually like the way this is going. Because it's completely fair.
And the real reason I started cracking down on it is I guess they've been getting a lot of emails and stuff about, you know, where is little Johnny's diamond armor that he paid for, and they're reaching out to Mojang saying, hey, my son paid this money to get this item in the game.
Yeah.
And the server didn't deliver, and Mojang's here, you know, taking the bullet for the server admin when the server admin can't do that anyway.
Yeah. And they're just like, what is this shit? I don't know. Go ask the server.
Right. And again, that goes against the whole EULA, and that's kind of how this whole thing started. And right. Now they're saying, all right, we're going to crack down on this because a lot of people are getting screwed out of their money because of crappy server admins.
Yeah.
Who are just trying to scam people out of money.
It's not Notch's fault.
It's not Notch's fault. In fact, Notch was pretty clear from the start about all this, but you know, people don't like to read the terms of service and they get all pissy when they don't.
See, if that happened to me, say I was running a server and I was selling, you know, diamond armor and shit on the side, and that happened to me, I'd be like, I'd actually go back and read the terms of service and be like, well, fuck, they did say that.
Well, that's also why you're not running a server where you're selling diamond to small children.
You know, I've been there, not as a small child, but knowing a small child who paid to be on servers and paid to get certain privileges.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about, too.
And I'm just like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Didn't make any fucking sense to me. I mean, paying for a game that you've already paid for to play with other people, it just doesn't make much sense to me either.
Yeah, to get a higher weapon or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, I mean, but then you look at games like Battlefield and shit, and that's what they're doing. And people are doing it, but Mojang's like, I'm not doing that. So,
because they're a good company.
Because they are a good company.
Now, I was watching a stream on Twitch, and I think it's Towly. He's a big guy, I guess. He's
sounds familiar.
He's pretty big on Twitch. He's got a couple thousand views per whatever time he streams.
Right.
And he mentioned that even though there is a monthly subscription rate
for
WildStar,
okay,
that there is a way to play the game and get enough platinum in game to buy time as opposed to paying for your subscription.
That's pretty cool. That's an interesting business model.
Once you buy the game, there's a possibility that you would never, ever, 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 ever have to buy.
Right. If you play the game enough, yeah, then you can
play forever for free after
that. That's interesting. See, and I'm not one of those people because I never play a game enough to actually be able to do
right.
that. But that's kind of me personally. I'd like to have more time to play games,
but
I just don't.
The thing is that they actually kind of made it easy enough to, even if you just played casually, maybe a couple hours a day.
I don't even do that.
Right. But like a couple hours a day, a couple times a week.
Right.
Not like, you know, 4 hours a day, 7 days a week in order to get it. It's like a couple hours, you know, three times a week maybe. And
that's
you'd be able to farm in enough platinum to pay for real life time.
I like that idea. That's a cool idea.
It is. It is a really solid business model because now the amount of people that are playing are higher. So that's going to bring in new players because people are like, oh, this person's on it. I want to play. Or this person's on it. You know.
Yeah, that makes sense. And
they've already got your $60 from the get-go.
Right, so and that's really all they need.
Right.
So yeah, is WoW $60?
What?
Is WoW $60?
I think it's gone down. I think it's like $30 or $40 or something. Or now curious, it might be free to download and then a monthly fee.
Yeah, I feel that's how it should be with a game like WoW at this point.
Yeah.
What do I know?
I have mixed emotions about MMOs. Like, if you have to pay for it up front, I'm not sure how I feel about a subscription cost.
I kind of get it because because people did buy WoW, but they still have expansions that they have to buy.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, can you use the expansion as like a standalone game?
No, you can't. You have to have the base game first.
Hmm.
Same thing with like Diablo. You can't get Reaper of Souls unless you have Diablo 3.
Gotcha. What's the game? Oh, Fallout 3. No, Far Cry 3. Blood Dragon was a standalone DLC that was kind of like an expansion.
Nice.
That was a game that did that. And I want to say the StarCraft games, you don't need the base game to get.
I'm pretty sure you do because it's a Blizzard game.
Yeah, no, I don't think you do. I'm pretty confident you can get like Just Heart of the Swarm on its own. In fact, I'm going to Google it now while you talk about something.
Why don't you do that? I've been playing a lot of League. Obviously, I play that a lot.
Well, yeah,
I went positive on a couple games.
Yeah, well, you were showing me your KDA.
Yeah, my kill, death, and assist ratio.
Yeah.
And normally it looks like one or two kills, 20 fucking thousand deaths, and maybe 10 assists. But I was playing Annie in the mid lane, which, I mean, if you play League, you understand that. Then I actually went positive. I got 8 kills, 3 deaths, and like 10 assists. But the thing is that I was already like 6 kills deep, and then I started getting cocky, and that's when I got those 3 deaths. But the time before that, I went any support and did 4 kills, 13 assists, and 1 death. And the only reason I died was because when we were taking the enemy base, I got too close to their spawner, and their spawner will pretty much automatically kill you.
Gotcha. I'll pretend like I know what that means. But I kind of know what that means. I put pieces together.
Yeah, where the champions come out of, where the players come out of is their spawner. And if you get too close to that, you will get shot in the head and die instantly. It may take 2 hits, but it only took 1 for me because I was already pretty low. And we were just about to finish it, and I got sniped, and I was like, fuck.
Have you played Blizzard's...
Heart of the Swarm, that's what I was getting at.
It's no, not Heart of the Swarm.
Not out yet.
Yes, it is.
What?
StarCraft.
That's StarCraft. Heroes of the Storm is what I meant to say.
That might be it. And what's that called? It's called
MOBA.
MOBA, thank you.
Massively Online Battle Arena game.
And that's very similar to League, right?
Yeah, it's... Dota 2 was the first of them.
And Dota 2 is by Valve?
By Valve, yeah.
Dota 2 was one of those games, so I was like, oh, that looks cool, I want to buy it, and then I already had it.
It was basically a mod of Warcraft.
Okay.
That they eventually turned into a standalone, kind of like how DayZ did.
Okay, you are correct. It is an expansion, and it's not a standalone game like I thought. Woo. It was.
Look at me being all right sometimes.
Wait, okay, no, you're right, yeah. All right.
Yeah,
well, now we know.
And I don't think Heroes of the Storm is out yet, is it? Because if it is, I'm fucking downloading that shit.
I saw somebody, MLG gamer, beta. That was playing it, and it could have very well been a beta or alpha build.
Yeah.
I think it was T-Squared, who's like the only MLG gamer right now.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Yeah,
back
he's
from
pretty
Halo.
Famous.
Yeah, he was one of the best Halo players, I think.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he plays League of Legends because I've heard his name too.
Yeah, probably.
But,
I beat him once. I'm just kidding. No, I didn't. I probably couldn't. I wish I could.
Dota 2 was like the birth of all, massively online battle arena games, gotcha. MOBA games. And, then Blizzard got pissed because obviously it took assets from Blizzard to make the game.
Right. Warcraft.
And they got into a big fucking, I don't know if it ever went to court, but there was a big dispute between the two. And what eventually happened is that Steam got the rights to the game, but Blizzard pulled all their products from Steam thereafter.
Oh, Blizzard games were on Steam at one point?
They were.
I had no idea.
And then Blizzard was like, well, fuck you guys, and they pulled all their stuff off.
That's interesting. I would much rather own StarCraft on Steam than Battle.net, but
yeah.
Oh, well.
But
that actually lawsuit thing makes us a nice segue over to Marty O'Donnell suing Bungie.
That's true.
No, we did talk about it.
Did we?
I think 2 podcasts ago at this point. But whatever. We'll go over it again anyway, because fuck it. Man.
New updates.
New updates. No, probably not. Basically, Marty O'Donnell is suing Bungie for unpaid vacation and unpaid...
We did go over this.
Yeah, we did.
But
all right, fuck it. Well, then we'll move on.
But what eventually happened is that when Blizzard lost the rights to Dota, they made their own. And it was originally called Blizzard All-Stars. And that's the job that...
I remember Blizzard All-Stars.
That's the job that I applied to. And I had the fucking interview to go to. And I turned it down because I'm a fucking idiot.
Did it have to do with a girl?
Yeah.
Ben, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But that's what eventually became Heroes of the Storm. And gotcha. The trailer for that made me shit my pants.
Really? Literally, yes. Shit your pants?
There might have been some leakage.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, it was really awesome. Like, it's basically characters from Diablo, Warcraft, and StarCraft all put into one fucking game.
Fancy.
So, like, the trailer, there's a person from StarCraft
fighting Diablo. The video I saw was of the soldier, like, the main big purple soldier from StarCraft.
Yeah, fighting Diablo.
I don't remember who he was fighting, but he was fighting somebody.
I had a boner.
You had a boner?
Yeah. Massive, fucking huge, raging boner for that. Huh. So when it is released, and or if it's I can somehow get into the beta, I definitely want to do that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll might eventually possibly do it. I've gotten really against buying $60 games because I just...
No, it's going to be free to play.
Oh, well, anyway, I'll segue back to what I was saying anyway. against buying $60 games because I just don't play them. Like, I buy them and then I just don't touch it. Like, I'm sure I've said it before, but I bought Bioshock Infinite forever ago, paid $30 for it. I was super excited I got it for such a low price, and I still have yet to play it, and it's now down to like $10 every time there's a Steam sale.
Well, you know, it's exciting that you and I both got Grand Theft Auto 5 for $30.
We do. Yeah, we did.
That's pretty exciting.
You bought yours from D-Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is pretty exciting. And in, I guess, like 3 weeks now, whenever I get back from my cruise, so it'll be like July 11th,
mm-hmm.
We're redoing that downstairs room, and we're going to have desks, and we'll have like permanent setups where we can always record Let's Plays and podcasts.
And then everything's going to be locked in, so there will be no attempting to borrow anything.
Yeah. Like I slid that in there.
Eh, well. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I'm not allowed to borrow anything, so no one else should.
No, no, nobody's allowed to borrow things because
they're not.
This is a work thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that. Now we just sound like bitter and whatever.
Well, no. But that brings me to the next question. Can I borrow an Elgato to stream if it helps? I shouldn't need it to stream, but if my frame rate drops.
I don't think you can. I don't think it's possible.
You don't think it'll help the. Ah, fuck it.
Do you have an HDMI out of your laptop?
Good fucking question. No, I don't.
Yeah. It won't help.
Fuck.
You might be able to get a mini display port or a Thunderbolt to HDMI, and then you might be able to do it, but I don't know if it would actually help any.
So I got to go buy more shit. Awesome.
Right.
Ah, fuck it.
I don't think you'll have a problem streaming on your laptop.
No, I don't think so either.
I was impressed with how well Ben has a MacBook Pro. Do you have the solid state drive one or no?
I think it's a hybrid.
No, they don't have hybrids on yours.
No.
No.
It may be solid state then. I don't know.
I don't know. It might be the solid state ones, or it might be one generation before that. Either way, Ben has a MacBook Pro. And I saw him playing on League of Legends on it the other day, and holy shit, it was like really smooth and good looking.
Yeah.
What
My laptop's not as shitty as you think, fuckers.
Do you play on Windows or on
Mac? I play on my Windows partition, yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think they have League for Mac yet.
I have no idea. But anyway, it was super impressive how well it was running. So, like I said, I don't think you'll have trouble streaming with blah, 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 whatever it's called.
OBS.
Yeah, Open Broadcast System or something.
Fun fact, Soulwolf also uses Fraps.
Soulwolf?
Yeah, he's a...
Most video gamers use Fraps.
Yeah.
I know Rooster Teeth uses Fraps.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, for PC games they use Fraps.
Huh.
Yeah, Fraps is a pretty common thing to use.
See, I was excited when we were using it and like a well-known YouTuber said that they were using it. I'm like, oh, we use that shit too.
Well, that's how I found out how to use our audio interface here with more than two channels.
Oh.
Because before we were using it on Windows and Audacity and it just never picked it up. And then I noticed in the background of one of Rooster Teeth's videos, they use Audacity too. And I was like, well, why can they do it and I can't? And then I realized it's because they're using it on a Mac.
Hmm.
And that's how it worked. So I was like, hey, look, but we didn't even know if we used the same equipment they use.
Fuck yeah.
So that was exciting.
Yeah.
It's always nice to know you're using high quality equipment.
See, I'd love to stream, but like the people who I are not subscribed to, but I follow on Twitch, they all stream fucking super late at night. And I mean, I say super late at night, but that was usually early to me. But now that I have to wake up at 7 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Well,
that's okay.
After the summer, we'll get more into like actually streaming and stuff. Yeah. Just you and me fucking around, because that's what we do.
Yep. But I want to either jump on the Frosted Gaming channel or my channel and just stream for a little bit just to get like some extra people looking our way.
Yeah, well, we'll probably end up getting cameras too. I found some pretty nice cameras for like $30 a piece and they're HD and good for streaming. So we'll do that as well. We can stream our faces. I don't know why anybody would want to look at our faces, but.
I mean, I have a webcam.
Yeah, I guess you do have a webcam. You can just use your shitty laptop camera.
That's what I'm going to do for now.
Yeah. But
until I get a good camera to start my beautiful face.
Real streaming.
Actually, my face is pretty fucking ugly, but I do have an awesome beard.
Oh, you and your beard.
I fucking love my facial hair.
You do, and you post statuses about it all the time now.
I had a fucking nightmare that I shaved once. That was one of my statuses.
It was, and I literally facepalmed when I saw that. I was like, God damn it, Ben. Yeah, that's been for you.
And my stepdad tried to be a little smartass and was like, oh, I had a nightmare that I grew a beard. That's not a nightmare. not a nightmare. That's called being a man.
That's funny. Sorry. Gonna have to side with your stepdad on that one.
No!
Yeah. I'm kind of excited to go back to Ryan's this weekend, if you're up for it.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm down.
I'd Smash Brothers. Oh, God, I really want to buy a Wii U, I think. Play some Mario Kart.
Fuck yeah. Mario, that's what we could do. Since Nintendo is being less pricks about their thing. Wow, that sounded weird. But since they're being nicer about monetization of YouTube videos... Now that you have to ask for their permission, say pretty please and suck their fucking dicks about it.
Hey, it's a possibility.
Yeah, whatever.
Before you had no possibility. Yeah. Sucking their dick wasn't even an option.
Now you can.
Now you have that
And
chance.
You might get an extra 1%. But
we love you, Nintendo.
We do.
Except for your whole Let's Play policies.
Yeah. But no, I think we should both get Wii U's. Or we
can we've been over this like 10 times.
And we
only need one Wii U.
Right, and we could just beat the shit out of each other in Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be so much fucking fun.
It will be.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I can't wait. Can't wait till July 11th.
What is July 11th?
It's when I'm done with my project and when I get back from my cruise. Also once my sister's gone. Those are the three things. Be done with the cruise, be done with my work project, and my sister moving out.
I am not done with summer camps until August 15th.
That's okay, because July 11th is a Saturday. I'm pretty sure it is.
Sweet.
So.
But no, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I love my job, kind of.
But like, waking up every day at 9 and not getting off till 9 is kind of taking a toll on you?
No, I wake up at 7.
Waking up at 7?
I'm at the gym by 8, and I don't leave until 9.
Yeah, so.
13-hour days, 5 days a week.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal and awful. This 9-to-5 thing's killing me. I can't imagine what it's like for you.
Right, and I'm like, it'd be nice if I got to take a nap. But the way my schedule's blocked out, like, even if I could take a nap, it's like a 10-minute nap.
And 10-minute naps aren't worth it, because, again, we established 90-minute naps are key. 90-minute
sleep cycles, yes. But it's like, okay, well, you have this nice, now you have this, now you have this. So I'm busy literally 12 hours straight, because when I'm not in lessons or in classes, I'm doing paperwork or I'm creating new things for the gym.
Gotcha.
So God.
Always adds up and shit.
Yeah.
I get it. No, I understand.
So now I have huge bags under my eyes and my throat's all raspy because I scream all the time.
And now he's gay. It's just really weird.
Right?
No, that's all right. But
just kidding.
Yeah, well, when we went to Ryan's last night, we were up till 5 playing Super Smash Bros.
That is the last time I looked at the clock. And yeah. Then I think I started a match and fell asleep mid-match.
You did fall asleep. You like died and you fell asleep before the end of the match. I was like, I think me and Ryan played one more, and then after that, we're like, all right, it's time for bed. So,
I was just like, I kind of remember starting a match, and I don't remember finishing it. And I was just like, was I that tired that I just fell asleep?
Yeah, I fell asleep pretty promptly thereafter.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
And then I woke up, and I was like, oh, God, it's 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock. It's time to go.
Yeah. And then I had to go to the gym.
And then we had Chick-fil-A for breakfast.
We did. Chick-fil-A was a great decision.
It was a great decision. Which was like a spur of the moment. It was actually like a miscommunication. I saw a billboard where they were advertising their new grilled chicken sandwich. I was like, well, actually, that Chick-fil-A grilled chicken sandwich was really good because I had had it the day before.
Oh, did you?
I did. That's why I said that. And then I was like, yeah, so we're, and like, this is like 10 minutes later. I was like, yeah, so where did we decide we're going for breakfast? And he's like, Chick-fil-A? And I was like, no. And then we ended up going to Chick-fil-A for breakfast, and it was fucking delicious and a brilliant decision.
It was. It was everything we needed.
And it was like that one time where you have that spur of the moment, I want Chick-fil-A decision, and it's not a Sunday. It was perfect. I could not have asked for anything better.
Now, had it been the next day, it would have been a Sunday.
It would have been a Sunday, and then it would have been too late. But no, we were lucky, and we planned our night out accordingly.
So, I've decided that Smash Brothers, since this is only my second week playing it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty fun game. I like it. I like it a lot.
It is really great.
You know what I forgot to do?
What did you forget to do?
I forgot to pin up my microphone wire.
What? Oh, yeah. I noticed that a long time ago. And I was going to urge you to do it, but I was like, ah, fuck it. But go ahead. Put it up now.
All right.
It's fine. Whatever. We'll just cut out just your part of the audio, not my part.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah. See, look at that. That wasn't too bad. There.
Perfect. There we go.
So I think we might have successfully potty trained the dog at this point.
Yeah.
She hasn't peed on the floor in a long time. I mean, we keep having to manually take her out, but she just seems to be getting in the habit.
That's good.
I still want to know why there is aluminum foil on the floor.
Yeah, well, your sister doesn't make much
my
sense.
My sister has this habit of being in a room for like 3 seconds and just destroying it. Dirty clothes and food wrappers she'll be home for like 15 minutes and there's dirty clothes all over the place. It's like, did you change when you got home?
Did you change five times?
I don't understand. I don't know how she does it. And now we come down to the family room today and there's aluminum foil on the floor. Just lying out. I don't know what it's doing down there.
I don't know.
Maybe it's like some weird sunbathing thing. Fuck.
Well, no, because they went to the beach today.
Oh, they did. That's right. I saw an Instagram picture.
Yeah. I didn't see Instagram. I got a freaking Snapchat story. I hate Snapchat stories, especially if, like, I'm not close friends with you. Like, if you're just on my Snapchat because you added me one day randomly, and you just start posting story after story after story, like, hundreds of seconds worth of stories on your timelines, we are not friends, and we are not okay anymore.
Is my sister one of those people?
No, but Cy is. Cy posted a 590-something fucking...
Yeah, he does. He constantly posts pictures of himself at work, and I'm like... What are you?
No, no. Doing? I swear to God, it was literally 500 seconds long of Snapchats.
I believe that.
Because him and Dan got drunk and they just started Snapchatting.
Daniel and Cy got drunk.
I know.
Really?
You know, never happens.
I'm really surprised nobody's home right now.
Me too. That's exciting. It's good. Yeah,
it's nice. It's been great. There's been no interruptions. The dog's been nice and quiet.
We don't have to cut anything. I'm so excited about that part.
Yeah. Yeah. And the topic list is the topic list.
It's covered.
Yeah.
I think we've covered everything.
Yeah, we did, considering there's one item on the topic list.
No, there's like three.
No, we didn't. We, in fact.
We missed one?
Yeah.
Well, so let's cover that now.
Watch Dogs. We never talked about Watch Dogs sucking it up.
Right, that was what we were watching literally right before we started. Yeah,
I
mean, like, podcast.
I paused it. I was like, all right, fuck it, we'll go. Basically, we talked last week about how people were kind of underwhelmed by Watch Dogs' final release. And the quality of gameplay on the PC was just not on par with what it should have been. Looked nothing like E3, which is kind of what people expected on a certain level. Because, you know, E3 always looks way better than the final product. But
they always want their shit to look really good.
Right. And then when it but comes then out, a modder who I actually want to say was Geohot, who's the same guy who jailbroke the original iPhone and hacked the PS3. Not like the big takedown, but like modding the PS3. I could be wrong. Might not have been him, but I think it was him. Anyway, was looking at Watch Dogs and found some settings, some places that essentially turned on all the quality stuff that made it look like it did at E3. He didn't mod it or anything. He didn't like add his own code in. He just like changed a couple settings and got it to look like it did at E3. And it was like, so all that stuff was in the game and they went in and manually disabled it. So
now did they do that to make the game run better? Or?
Well, there's some conspiracies. Well, first of all, people saying it doesn't run any better or worse when it's on. Maybe it runs like a little bit worse, but certainly not enough to justify turning it off. But I guess it's a little glitchy. Not like major, but like some graphical glitches.
Yeah.
Again, nothing major, but stuff that could have very easily been fixed. And it seems like either they were put on a deadline and they just said, fuck it, we're turning it off. Or the big conspiracy is that they turned it off to make it more on par with the console versions, the PS4 and the Xbox One, trying to make it seem like those two consoles weren't so underpowered when compared to a PC.
But we all know that the glorious PC Master Race.
And I mean, that's kind of the conspiracy theory that that's actually what happened. But it does kind of make sense. You have these new consoles. You really want to push Watch Dogs on those consoles. Right. You want to make those console versions look good. And if the PC version looks drastically better, you are probably going to see a little decline in sales on the consoles.
Yeah, because I was very underwhelmed with the graphical quality on Let's Plays and on Twitch streams. I was just like,
yeah, but you can't really justify Twitch stream quality videos because that's streaming. The video quality is not
right. But even YouTube videos, I was just
YouTube videos is fair.
It didn't tickle my fancy. It was like GTA 5.
It didn't look like a real next gen title.
No,
although, not to put too much weight into E3 footage, but the PS4 footage of GTA 5 at E3 looks significantly better than on the Xbox, or I'm sorry, than on the PS3.
See, that's what I read.
But, you know, I saw it, I agreed, and it makes sense, but, you know.
But, we'll see when it's out, or kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, which comes out in fall, I think.
Who cares?
Yeah, fall 2014. So,
I'm excited for the free-to-play mobile Final Fantasy app.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I know.
Yeah, we did.
But a lot of people are saying, you know, they don't feel pressured to use in-app purchases. So
that's good.
I'm excited to use it. And I'm excited to tell you how much those people are full of shit. And it's a pay-to-win game.
Going back to a topic we talked about many, many podcasts ago. Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Yes.
Now on the Pokemon Black.
I saw that.
I never thought they'd actually make it into the DS range of games. But
they did.
But they did. And they're playing Pokemon Black now. And you and I watched the startup together. It was pretty exciting seeing them name the character and shit and start the game. And
that was really cool. And then you promptly passed out while I tried to level up in GTA 5.
That is true. That is how that happened.
Which I got to, I think, maybe level 5 or 6 before I just...
Really? I'm only level 8, so...
Yeah, I mean, I just do races.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty good at driving.
I'm okay at driving. I'm really good at driving into oncoming traffic. I am exceptionally good at dodging cars, just barely.
That's cool. That's a good quality to have.
Yeah,
especially when in police chases.
Yeah. And in real life. Nope, not really. Maybe. I don't know. I've never tried.
I hate the way reverse works in that game. I don't know why, but there's something about it that disorients me.
Really?
And I'm just like, what the fuck? Why am I going backwards in the wrong way? Oh, right. Fuck.
I haven't had that problem.
I don't know. I'm just really shitty at games.
You might just be retarded.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the most likely answer. I am fucking retarded. No offense to the gays.
Oh, God, I love that joke. And we don't even make that joke anywhere but on the podcast.
Yes.
Maybe that's true. Why it's so great. Maybe it's why it hasn't been buried into the ground for us yet.
Because we're the only ones who say it anymore.
Yeah.
We don't have the rest of the fucking world saying it too. But I'm excited. Things are going well.
I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for the future of Frosty Gaming. I'm excited for the future of gaming. I'm excited for the future of my cruise.
I'm excited for the future of pizza.
My indigestion's killing me right now. I don't even know if I want pizza.
See, I kept telling myself that I was going to eat today.
You didn't eat today?
No, I'm the only staff member at the gym. Gotcha. I was the only staff member at the gym until 6 o'clock today.
You didn't even have one of the assistants like you had Frank last week?
No, I don't have an assistant this week.
In case somebody's curious, Frank is a girl.
Yeah, that's her last name.
Yeah, that's her last name. So, yeah.
But
do we have anything else to add to the podcast? I've been trying to keep the podcast shorter because of our busy schedules.
Yeah. I think I should probably eventually go home and just like mass cook meals so I have them at the gym ready.
Yeah, the guy I work with, he always cooks his own food and he brings it. Usually he cooks dinner and then he brings the leftovers for work the next day. And his lunch always looks fucking great. Plus, he doesn't have to go out and buy food, nor does he have to, you know, take the hour off to get food.
Yeah, that's true.
He just has his own food, heats it up in the microwave, and keeps working.
See, if I ever had leftovers, that would be the case. But I always eat my fucking food, like, until it's gone.
Well, I think he makes enough specifically for...
Oh. See, that's smart. Yeah, that's fucking smart.
He makes it for his girlfriend, too. So it's like a whole meal. It's not just a one-person thing. And I want chicken.
Yeah, chicken sounds good. You want to go get Chick-fil-A?
Is Chick-fil-A still open? It's already 9:15.
Or PDQ. PDQ's open late.
But they're only open till 10.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think they're open till 11.
I don't know. It's a Tuesday night.
Oh, fuck. You're right. I keep thinking it's Thursday. Even then, they'd only be open till like 10 or 11.
As a Thursday night's the party night. Well, your brother's had... I'm going to call your brother. Your brother is having another fucking party on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
He sends me a text message. He's like, actually, come tonight. Don't be a dick. Like, dude, it's a Tuesday night.
Right. It's like, people fucking work. It's normal like, schedules.
And I was like, I have a job. And he's like, yeah, so do I. I was like, do you have to wake up for work tomorrow morning? He's like, well, not tomorrow. I was like, yeah, exactly.
He did fucking Thursday, though, last time he threw a party. He had to wake up for Friday morning for work.
Oh. See, right, so did I, so I didn't
stupid.
Go. I don't get it. Sigh, if you want me to come to a party, throw it on a Friday or a Saturday night. I'll come.
Right, and he asked me if I was coming, and I'm like, no.
I have work tomorrow. I got to wake up.
Not only that, is like I still don't feel, like, you know, because I'm not well rested.
Right.
I feel like shit.
And partying, going to Ryan's doesn't really count as a party. We go and sit on a couch and play some Smash Brothers.
Also on a weekend when I don't have to wake up at fucking 7 in
the
morning.
Also true. Also true. But, so anyway, that's it. Yeah, we're calling you outside. You have to come back and defend yourself on the damn podcast.
Yeah.
So
stop throwing parties and come to the fucking podcast.
Yeah, calling you out.
But yeah, he's like, are you coming to the party tonight? I'm like, A, didn't know. B, no. C, I feel like shit. And he's like, oh, so are you going to so-and-so's birthday then? I'm like,
Who's birthday?
One of the girls on my team. I was like, no. A, tired. B, feel like shit. C, go fuck yourself. No, I'm not going. I'm not doing anything.
So
I'm going
does that
home
mean he's having
this.
A party instead of going to this girl's birthday?
I think he's going to cancel and end up going.
Oh.
Which would be a smooth move by him, because that's the not dick thing to do, you know, help people on your team and support them.
Right. And not even not be a dick. It's your friend's birthday. Go out with them. They'll have your own party. Yeah, we're calling you out.
But I don't fucking care. I mean, I don't feel bad. I feel like shit because I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I'm going home. I'm going to sleep.
I'm not going to have a good time. And that's why most of the time, even when I'm like well-rested, sometimes I'm not going to have a good time if I go. I'm tired. I just kind of want to sit in, watch some Netflix.
Right. And I find no value in a hangover.
I don't think anybody does.
Like, I've significantly cut down in the amount of partying that I do with him. Simply because
solely for hangover suck?
Well, that, and it gets expensive.
Yeah, that's true. Alcohol is not cheap.
And I'm just like, I'm not about that life. I'm not about feeling like shit the next day. There's plenty of other things I can do to have fun that don't involve...
Such as play Smash Brothers.
Right.
God, I love Smash Brothers.
Like, seriously, when it was just us playing fucking video games, it was, like, probably one of the better times of my year.
Yeah, no, well, I remember back, I'm sure we talked about this before, when we used to play in my old house, we played N+ forever.
Yeah.
God, that was good times.
And there was no alcohol involved.
It's amazing
how that
works.
Completely sober.
I would just like to make a PSA to all those listening to our podcast. You can have fun without alcohol. Be safe. Be smart. And good night.
I'm disgusted with how much we sound like my mom.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
But this has been podcast number 25. This is Ben.
Oh, are we actually wrapping up like that? I'm pretty good for a wrap-up.
That was a really good wrap-up.
That was good. That was like, and thank you, and good night.
All right, this has been podcast 25. It's
and Ben, we don't have to introduce ourselves at the end because we already said it.
And later.